Good morning to everyone. Today is the fourth Sunday after Easter, and also the day of the coronation of our new Pope, Pope Benedict the 16th, who was formerly known to us as Cardinal Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger. And so today the Mass has the commemoration in it of the Mass for the coronation of a Pope. The epistle for the fourth Sunday after Easter is from the letter of St. James the Apostle. Dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creatures. You know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be quick to hear, but slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanness and abundance of malice, with meekness receive the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Thus far the words of the epistle. Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, which is from the Gospel of St. John. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, I go to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will convince the world of sin, and of justice, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me. And of justice, because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no longer. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak. And the things that are to come, he will show you. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come, Holy Ghost. Dear faithful, today we have in the Gospel, the prediction of the coming of the Holy Ghost. As you're certainly aware, that Pentecost Sunday is coming up. There's a few more weeks left until Pentecost, and yet Pentecost is the feast day on which we remember the coming of the Holy Ghost upon the 12 apostles and all those who were present with them in the cenacle where the Last Supper was eaten. And Jesus calls the Holy Ghost the Paraclete. In other words, like a helper, someone who is on your side. The Holy Ghost is the third person of the Most Blessed Trinity. And to him are attributed the words of revelation. In other words, all the things that God has taught for the human race to know and believe. So when we say it in the creed about the Holy Ghost, that he has spoken through the prophets. The Holy Ghost is also invoked in our prayers, We have the words of the prayer, Come Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Now that's a very important prayer. And the reason is because the Holy Ghost came to the apostles to give them courage and a fire of love, God's own love. And he has also to come to us with the same mission, to strengthen us, to strengthen our faith especially. If our faith sometimes is wavering a little bit, challenged, we need the strength of the Holy Ghost, and we must ask for it. The Holy Ghost is willing to give us very much, but he gives to those who ask. Those also the words were repeated by our Lord. He said, ask and you shall receive. And so we must ask the Holy Ghost to come into us. When we are baptized, we are removed from the state of original sin. And the Holy Ghost and all the Holy Trinity comes into our soul and dwells in our soul and in our body. And our body becomes a temple of the Holy Trinity. And we know that that's true and it's a reality and a fact, and yet we still need to ask him to come. We say it again and again, come Holy Ghost. And we say, fill the hearts of thy faithful, those who believe in you, fill us up with yourself. And then the last words, kindle in them the fire of your love, the love of the Holy Ghost. And we have a little bit to think about with the Holy Ghost being God's own love. First, the doctrine on the Holy Trinity. The Father is the Father because of his relationship to the Son. He begets the Son, the second person. The Son comes forth from the Father by way of generation. And there is therefore the first of the two processions. The Son is proceeding out from the Father. And then, now there are two persons, because there's the Father and there's the Son, and yet they are only, each of them, only the one and the same God, this mystery of the Holy Trinity. Then from the Father and the Son come out another person, comes out the Holy Ghost. And he comes out of them because of their mutual love. The Son comes out from the Father because the Father knows himself. And the Father knows himself. His knowledge is so perfect and so powerful because he's God, that the knowledge of himself becomes another person in God. When we think of ourselves, we know ourselves somewhat, but we, as hard as we try, we still don't clone ourselves and make another self. You know? Sometimes we'd like to clone ourselves so we can have a little help with our chores. And then we'd wonder, we might be jealous of our other self too, you know. Not so in God, but he's so powerful that there's a second person because he knows himself, because of a reflexive action of his thought, whereby he thinks of himself. And thinking about himself, knowing himself perfectly and so powerfully, there is a second person, and he's generated.
by thought.
This very powerful thought of Almighty God. And then when the two persons now know one another, they also see between themselves that the other one is perfect and complete and infinite. And seeing each other so perfect and good and complete, well, they love one another. Now we have the Son who loves the Father, and the Father who loves the Son. And their love is so perfect and so powerful and so complete and infinite that it makes the third person of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Ghost, who is God's love. His love for himself is the Son and the Father loving one another. And so this is a mystery of the processions of the Son and the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost enters, as that's why St. John could say in his epistle, God is love. And love is an appreciation of that which is good. And so in the coming of the Holy Ghost, we remember to ask him to come to us and to anticipate this great feast of Pentecost, preparing ourselves to really receive on that feast day the Holy Ghost in our souls and an increase of love, first of all, for God. We have to admit that we're supposed to love God. Remember the great commandment in the law, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul, strength, and with all thy mind. And so when the Holy Ghost comes to us, remember that he is that love, that we should bear towards God, the love which is an appreciation of God's goodness. And we cannot appreciate God's goodness if we do not believe that he is good. There are people out there who really doubt that God is good. Well, that's insane. They will use all kinds of excuses. Well, if God is good, then why did this happen or that happen? Well, maybe God didn't do that. Maybe it was a creature. And sometimes you might have to look in the mirror to find out who's responsible for it, right? So God is good and infinitely good. And so we want to begin to prepare for Pentecost, remembering also the first words of today's epistle. Well, not the very first words, but they're important too. The very first words that James addresses is, dearly beloved. Because James, he loved his neighbors and those to whom he addressed his letters, he wrote, dearly beloved. He loved his neighbors because he loved God. And then he said, every good gift and every perfect gift is descending down on us from the Father of lights, in whom there is no change or shadow of alteration. The most perfect and good God. If he's perfect and good, and then he changed, well, there would have to be a change for the worse. Why? Because he's already perfect. And if you change perfect, that makes it imperfect. And so, this good and perfect God, James reminds us that every good and perfect gift is from this good and perfect God. So let us believe very firmly that God is good and perfectly good and infinitely good. And therefore, let us love him with all our heart and soul. And let us invite the Holy Ghost to come and dwell in our souls and to teach us wisdom, which begins with an appreciation of God's goodness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.